I leaned over the counter of the snack shack at the El Dorado Hills Country Club and stared out at the pool. The cool, bright blue water would feel incredible against my sweaty, greasy skin. It was an early August scorcher, and the pool had been packed with screaming kids all day. The lunch rush slammed us so bad it ran into the snack rush, and I still had milkshake in my hair. Now, at last, the sun was edging below the trees, and a cool shadow was creeping across the line of deck chairs. The lifeguards were herding the kids out of the pool and back toward their nannies and au pairs and stay-at-home parents. "Kat, if I have to make one more Caesar salad with no croutons or dressing, I will scream," Guzman said from the sink. "Like, it's literally just romaine," I laughed, but my eyes were fixed on the pool. In the evening, a different set of club members came out. I'd been watching them emerge all summer. Swimmers doing laps in the fading sun, and well-dressed women who sipped white wine from the indoor bar. For these club members, the whole world seemed to relax, to give them a moment of easy peace. I wanted to be one of them. Guzman blasted the inside of a blender with water.
"Is Shelby flirting with that cute lifeguard? What's his name? Ryan?"
I cut my eyes toward the lifeguard's office in time to see Shelby, in their red lifeguard's rash guard with their sports sunglasses pushed up, thwack a shirtless dude on the arm with a pool noodle. Yep, Shelbs is definitely flirting. I yanked the gallon jug of ketchup through the service window. "Do you think before summer's over, the club management would let us sit out there after closing?"
"What? Let us have a swim, order some fries, lay out in the sun?"
It was impossible. I couldn't eat fries, and the sun tended to make me queasy. But still, something in me pulsed with longing. I just want to feel what it's like to be a country club member, you know?
"Uh-huh, I do know. I'm pretty sure my whole family knows, including everyone we left back in El Salvador. And no, I absolutely do not think they'll let us take an afternoon off to pretend like we belong. We wear the uniforms around here."
I turned back toward the dim kitchen, my vision throbbing after the brilliant light of the pool scene. "We'll have to become millionaires first. We could be members ourselves." Guzman was rooting through the fridge.
"I love the long-term vision, but as an immediate act of resistance, I'm making a quesadilla. This institution robbed us of our lunch break. You want half?"
The truth was I hadn't skipped lunch because we were busy. I'd skipped it because Guzman had been there. Summer break meant I could work enough to have some savings left over for the school year. Guzman was planning to do the same, and we'd both applied to the snack shack. With Shelby lifeguarding, it had seemed like the perfect setup for a perfect summer, even if Guz and I would be spending it in a tiny, overheated kitchen. There was only one problem. I'd forgotten to factor HEMA into the plan. Having Guzman around all day meant that the human blood substitute I drank at breakfast would have to hold me until my shift ended. The first few days, I'd gotten so hungry by closing, I'd caught myself looking a little too long at the bare wrists and exposed necks of the club members. I considered sneaking some HEMA into the kitchen so I could grab a sip when Guzman wasn't looking. But having to explain why there was a bottle of blood next to the burger patties was far worse than going hungry.